Better if I turn my mic around. 1, 2, check, pop, pop, whatever. You guys can see I'm alone again. I'm not going to say anything else about it. I'm just going to go ahead and roll this intro video and say good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Cup of Genre, the Genreverse Podcast Network's everyday show, well, Monday through Friday, where we get to talk about everything in geek, pop culture, entertainment news, and whatever else I want to chit-chat about, because it's my show, sponsored by the good folks over at Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. LRMonline.com, genreverse.com are the websites, and yeah, be sure to subscribe to the Genreverse Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you're watching us on the new Genreverse Podcast YouTube channel, please do subscribe. And yeah, thank you guys so much for those that have already done all of that. I'm Kyle at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. And yeah, since I'm alone and they're not always the most exciting shows, I figured I'd at least give you guys a reaction to today. And I've got the, and sorry if I end up being a little loud, a little off today on the settings and stuff, yada yada, pop pop. Okay, I got the Lego Skywalker Star Wars game trailer, Skywalker Saga Star Wars game, Kyle. I got that gameplay trailer to react to for you guys as soon as I act like a professional and get the damn screen up for you. So let's see. There we go. All right, so the cool thing about the Skywalker Saga from Legos is it's going to be across the entire, you know, all three trilogies. I expect it to not be drastically different other than the flexibility in characters and places from all the other Star Wars Lego games that we've had, which are great. My son loves them. I liked them when I first played them. Lego games are kind of getting dry for me. It's very, very repetitive because I'm not a big sandbox person. I'm that weirdo that plays Planet Coaster for the missions. Like, I want to accomplish things. I don't just go and build a sandbox park or something. But I love that my son loves these, and they're great. Great ways for people to interact and enjoy the fandom a bit more. So yeah, let's switch over to the trailer setup and take a look at this, guys. I do love the graphics that we get with Lego games these days. And the comedy's always good.
A hero rises up to save the galaxy. Relive the epic story of all 9 films in the biggest Lego video game yet with Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga.
Pretty much everything I had just said. Okay, so you can start with prequels, sequels, and OROT.
Jump into episode 1 as Qui-Gon and his young Padawan escape a failed negotiation, or start where it all began, as Leia sends R2-D2 and C-3PO on a mission that will change the course of the game.
Now, I don't remember each and every mission. I'll tell you what, though. It looks like they might have even gone for more of a Lego movie aesthetic for some of these characters.
As war spreads across the galaxy, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga lets you experience the many thrills of your favorite battles. New combat mechanics allow for greater mastery as you plunge into the action and defeat enemies both.
Okay, so more than just the same button all the time, maybe? Hopefully.
String attacks together to form impressive combos that deal significant damage to enemies and fend off oncoming attacks.
You know what I'd really like though is like a big kid mode on Lego games that includes some more difficulty, not so many hearts and things like that. More like a regular action game other than the family friendly all ages.
because after all, there's nothing like having a good blaster at your side. Or choose to use a weapon from a more civilized age as you wield a lightsaber against the saga's most sinister villains.
I think some of the judder in the frame rate for some of those videos like that where I was like, hey, it looks like it's going for more of a Lego movie aesthetic. I think the stutter might be a bit too much. I love the texture, though. That you see, like, the how plastic has slight textures in molds. Attack enemies or influence others. So they're taking a lot of the Force Unleashed mechanics and Fallen Order. That's cool. Kind of enhancing what Lego could do. Just open the holo projector to access the galaxy map and charge your course. So you can go anywhere, anytime in the open setting.
Be prepared to engage in exhilarating dogfights against enemy ships or take on incredible missions.
I hope the controls are better than the old games. Make your descent. I'm sure they'll probably be similar to like Battlefront, because that's what people and squadrons, because that's what people are going to be used to these days.
Every episode in the saga is full of fun and exciting levels, many with multiple routes to progress through. So you can charge in boldly or find a more stealthy approach.
Okay, so replay
as you arrive at new
value.
You can choose to either continue onwards through the main story or take a detour to explore iconic and expansive planets from the Skywalker saga. From the forest moon of Endor to the desert dunes of Tatooine, get closer to the action.
Wonder what online play will be like, that there'll be some open world aspects.
Take on side missions, everything from bullseyeing womp rats, facing off against scum and villainy, or pondering the great mysteries of the saga.
Tell me, who shot first?
I'm not sure. I was making a joke. It's Han.
The more you explore the galaxy, the greater the rewards.
Uncover
kyber bricks to unlock new features, including upgraded abilities across a range of unique character classes.
Okay, so yeah,
scavenger's net launcher to climb with.
It's like taking the Force Unleashed and Jedi Fallen Order games and putting a lot of that into the Lego side of it, which is cool.
Bounty hunter, or putting your better half to work as a protocol droid.
How does he even bounce around like that? You have to use his hands to move.
And with
it's funny.
300 characters to unlock, free play mode.
300
legends from every corner of the saga, and live
nice.
Out your greatest Star Wars fantasies.
Jabba. All right, to be the trash droid.
Star Wars: The Skywalker Saga lets you relive your favorite moments from all 9 films. And experience
I like what it's offering. It looks like it might be, if I can convince my son to actually play through the story, it looks like it could be good to play through it at least once, and maybe, you know, mess around with some of the side stuff. I'm hopeful that it'll be good. I think it comes out like April 4th or something like that. Mumble mode. Oh. Instead of making it all silent. I still don't. You're telling me that Disney and TT couldn't come together and finally get us some voices, like. I don't know. It's always weird the amount of, and I know there's a lot of complicated things that go into stuff like that. But it's like at this point, the companies should definitely be able to get the voice stuff going. You know, yeah. Well, we'll see. But I like it. I'm kind of excited to see. What early reviews are like, and yeah, hopefully it's a lot of fun and something my family can enjoy. Christine also likes to play games with Lucas, and sometimes all three of us. Not a whole lot of like three player games that aren't like party or fighter games. But yeah, that's a lot of fun. I'm gonna stop saying, but yeah, and tell you guys we're gonna take a word from our sponsors over at Grow Generation.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. From propagation to harvest, they have everything you need for your special garden. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
And thank you guys so much for sponsoring the episode. Link down in the description box below. Let's talk about the other thing that I found kind of interesting. The Batman runtime, the Batman movie coming out in March. No, that's the one that's like March 4th or something, right? When is the Lego Star Wars game again? I think it is April 5th. See, I was close, and then the Batman is March 4th, if I'm not wrong. But anyways, we've got a word that the movie, the information comes from IMAX Melbourne. The runtime is listed as 176 minutes. That's 2 hours 56 minutes, guys. That's a long ass movie. That's a long ass Batman movie. Man, including credits, that puts it above even, or not including credits, I should say, still puts it above the total runtime for The Dark Knight Rises. This is putting it up there, you know, with that in-game stuff. So, geez, 2 hours and 56 minutes. Getting about 2:45 to 2:46, depending on how long like opening credits and ending credits are. I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Is it do you have a concern that this might end up, despite the spinoff series, are you concerned that this might end up being a one-off and they're trying to tell a really big all-encompassing story? I don't think so. I think they are using this as a big establishing thing. They have given Reeves a lot of freedom, and I think he's going to tell the story he wants to, and it just happens to be a big story, a long story, detailed story. From the looks of the trailer, we're going to actually get some detective work from Batman, which is something we don't get a hell of a lot of in the movies. Although it was weird, Val Kilmer's movie with Riddler had some actual, you know, detective work in it, and then all of a sudden, here the next movie with Riddler's the next one actually shows some actual detective work, potentially from the looks of it. So I find that interesting, but I think they're going to be able to set up a lot with this runtime. Now, guys, three hours plus, and then when you think about your trailers and things like that come in before movie, you're now talking about being in this theater area from, you know, 3.5 to 4 hours, depending. That's a lot of time. I'm one of those people. I used to love sitting in movies. I've still do, but 3 hour movies are pushing it, man. Part of it's because of the amount of pain I personally get in sitting that long, but additionally other factors go into it. But it's exciting to think that they've got enough faith in this. This is not something that they're just kind of wishy-washy about because of a lower budget. I think the marketing for this, the way they did things at CinemaCon, and I think everything's kind of geared towards them really wanting this to have an impact. And 3 hours is that's an impact. That's that's an impact. So let me know what you guys think about that in the comments down below. I didn't see anything too much more interesting on in my mind. Not that nothing on the site is interesting, just stories to talk about for you guys. But this kind of just went up here. Could we get a Jedi Fallen Order 2 announcement soon? Let's see what Cam is talking about. Tom Henderson on Twitter @_Tom_Henderson_, for those of you that are not looking at YouTube video with me, or excuse me, not looking at the screen on YouTube where I am at. Things are set in motion to reveal the next Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order game by Respawn Entertainment. Following today's announcement that LEGO Star Wars will release April 5th, a May 4th reveal now seems incredibly likely. Expected to release quarter 4, 2022, and that was tweeted out yesterday, right? Yeah. So, that's cool. Fallen Order took some stuff from Titanfall mechanic-wise and added that to the Force Unleashed formula and produced a very solid, fun game. I'll be interested to see what they do with the next one. Personally, I'm still sick and tired of stories set between episodes 3 and 4. I'm ready to get the fuck out of that and off of Tatooine, but you know, whatever. yeah, guys. Couple other quick things that we didn't talk about yesterday. There's potential news about Bad Batch season 2 listed as a coming soon spring 22 in Star Wars Insider. So spring is kind of vague for those that don't necessarily know. Spring goes from December to January, February, March 21st or some crap like that. March to April, April to May, and then May to June. So spring could be anywhere from last week or so of April to the last week or so of June. Most people think of like March and April as spring because of school, spring break and stuff like that. But yeah. You know, news that not a whole lot right now. And that's why I'm going to just go ahead and wrap up the show, guys. Thank you so much for watching this week. We made it, sort of. Half of us made it, 5 episodes for the week. So it is, again, officially the Daily Cup of Genre. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please do check out lrmonline.com for all of the things that are here that I wasn't necessarily interested about. There's a lot of great interviews from our interview team, Manny Gig and Nancy, Spanish language exclusive interviews included. Things coming from I'm not going to try to pronounce the Spanish guys. I'm sorry. If you can see it on YouTube, please do check that out. You can hear my stutter. Let's see, what else do we got? Courtney, my wife, Christine, Courtney is my sister, and for years they were friends. I still are friends, so I fuck up the name every now and then. Bright and Shiny, Photos of Bridgerton season 2, Hawkeye's Russian Jon Snow, as I like to call him, Froffy, is joining the Beauty and the Beast prequel series cast. Gig had an interview with Gabriel Martins for Mars One. I saw him talk about that on Twitter. So yeah, guys, lots of fun stuff going up there. The Comic Source, always getting good comic book related interviews like Rob Sheridan. So check all of that out. All of our podcasts, from the Daily Cup of Genre to the Cantina, which does Star Wars, Animeversal. Can you guess what they do? What we do there? Breaking Geek Radio is like long form of this. It's everything, but they do a lot of reviews in their weekly podcast. And No Mercy will be wrapping up Cobra Kai season 4. It might be a little late, guys. Sorry about it. Haven't Manny's been really, really busy. And then of course we have Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. Nick and I are cooking up something special for you guys. Starting with Deadpool on Saturday. So tomorrow, for those of you watching or listening to this on Friday, the 21st, and of course all of those podcasts now available right here on the Genreverse podcast network on YouTube. Hit the Jesus, Kyle, hit the subscribe button, please, and give us some comments, feedback. Even if you hate it, like, tell me, you know, do you suck? Get off the air. Okay, find someone else to chit chat. I like editing stuff anyway, so but no, we do appreciate everyone that does check us out, everyone that does leave some feedback, because it's all important, good and bad. And yeah, guys, thanks for tuning in this week, and we'll see you again next week. Bye.